Hello and welcome to We Are Everywhere, CFRU's Gay and Lesbian Public Affairs Program. I'm your host, Sean Lucas. We Are Everywhere is sponsored by Guelph Gay and Lesbian Equality. Coming up on today's program, we'll be looking at the Glad Day Bookstore. The Glad Day Bookstore has been in operation in Toronto for almost 20 years. Glad Day's owner, Gerald Moldenhauer, is set to retire but would like to sell the store first. If the store is not sold, the lesbian and gay community could lose a valuable resource center. I had a chance to talk with Gerald about Glad Day and some of the battles it has fought for the lesbian and gay community over the last 20 years.
Glad Day, as I say, started out of a backpack because the University of Toronto Homophile Association, as it was called then, was founded in 69. And after 69, after Stonewall, which had occurred in New York in June of 69, a whole new gay literature started to appear, gay people telling their own stories, taking control of the of their lives and asserting an entire new literature, a literature that had previously been dominated by anti-gay psychiatrists, essentially, and a literature of usually closeted authors, although there were many not so closeted authors whose books weren't well distributed or who hadn't been published by major publishing houses, so they weren't well circulated. At any rate, during the year 1970, this new gay literature started to appear, and strangely, none of the books were available in the Toronto bookstores that I used to peruse, and this angered me. So I made a few phone calls and found out that I could actually, with a small investment, order some books and on a wholesale basis and try and sell them. So that's basically that was the origin of Glad Day. It was a reaction to Toronto bookstores' backwardness in not making available this new literature of gay liberation. So Glad Day in its early days was linked with the Body Politic, which was founded the next year in 71. Glad Day and the Body Politic resided in my house, in the different houses where I lived during that period. The front room of the house was the bookstore and the newspaper layout offices. There was a split that occurred, I think, in 73 between Glad Day and the Body Politic, and it was then that I finally decided that I would pursue seriously a career in bookselling and move the tiny store, which had many visitors, even if it was in a residential area in Cabbage Town, onto Yonge Street. It was up exactly where the new library is located, north of Bloor Street. And it's moved, three times since that location to our present location, where we've been now for about 6 years. So what started as three or four or five titles in a backpack has now grown to a computerized inventory of over 10,000 titles. So that's basically where I'll leave it, and if you have other questions.
Okay, well, I'm kind of intrigued about how you're thinking about closing down. Is that come out of the battle with customs, or?
Well, it's very complicated. And I don't know whether anybody's really that, you know, interested to hear the whole thing. It's primarily a middle-aged crisis sort of thing with me. I've had a 20-year career as a bookseller, and it's been absolutely wonderful. To do some useful work in this society is rare to begin with. And to make your living doing something that so that you can be true to your politics and your feelings is pretty rare, especially for gay people in this culture. So, I've thoroughly enjoyed what I've done, and I have been fighting Canada Customs censorship, the censorship instituted by Mr. Mulroney, Mr. Mulroney's government, for 5 years, and it has often been a very, very lonely battle. It's been very difficult to rally support around the censorship issue for many reasons, such as the fact that most people are preoccupied with various AIDS activism right now. Most Canadians don't even understand how restricted freedom of speech is in this country. They're completely befuddled. They don't understand the contradictions between the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the customs behavior. And the customs people have all the money and all the power at their, you know, available to them. In 87, Glad Day took the government of Canada to court over one of many hundred books that have been banned in this five-year period, The Joy of Gay Sex, which we thought was important because it was a book that had been available in this country for 10 years before Mulroney banned it. And, you know, it was a book that was very important to thousands of people in coming out and learning about their sexuality. And now, although we won that case, you know, and it cost this bookstore $20,000 to defend a single book in the glorious democracy that we live in, customs did not alter their behavior. On the contrary, I have been singled out for destruction, it seems, by customs because I dare to defy their power, and they are a power, it seems, unto themselves. And Mr. Mulroney, all of our attempts to iron out the contradiction that exists between the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which does not say anything about limiting freedom of speech around gay or lesbian issues, uses antiquated and vague references in the criminal code, which contradict the simple, pure statements of freedom of speech in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and he uses that against the gay community. It's a totally evil government.
What specific examples have they brought out? Like, for example, The Joy of Gay Sex. What have they said is obscene about that, or shouldn't be viewed by the public?
Well,
how have they done that?
I mean, there's a whole list of I mean, the conservative government is thoroughly anti-sexual, thoroughly anti-sexual. In the customs guidelines or customs book seizure forms, they have 8 categories which supposedly delineate those things which are forbidden to Canadians to read or, I imagine, think about. And 6 of those categories deal with human sexuality. One of those categories is called anal penetration. So that's the one that actually until recently has been the one they've used against most gay titles, although there has been a change of their strategy. I mean, this is all tied in with the whole right-wing strategy to really destroy the gay culture, because in my opinion, gay literature, gay newspapers, gay radio shows like this, those are the kind of binding fluid that brings us together into a community, because we grow up as isolated individuals, and it's our media, our literature, that connects us with one another. And I think maybe they understand that, and that's why they're attacking our right to communicate in this way. So I think it's a part of a larger strategy to try and stifle or destroy the gay community on the part of the conservative government.
So what's next? Is this battle with, say, customs over, or will you leave it to, say, whoever takes over Glad Day? Or
who's going to take over Glad Day? I tried to sell the bookstore in the spring. The bookstore does very, very well because it, you know, it's serving a real need, and it happens to be a very fine bookstore. So despite all the harassment, I mean, one shouldn't dwell on all the negative things, because it is actually just a small part of the reality. It is a reality, and you can't be too wimpy, or you shouldn't be working here, and certainly shouldn't be the owner. But I think essentially my efforts to sell the store have gone nowhere, because I think most Canadians are terrorized people. The terror is very internalized. They know that there's the big brother out there, that there's the police in Canada have a history of being very heavy-handed, even getting people to sign a petition is often very difficult. People are constantly mentioning, well, they're going to be put on some list, or there's going to be some surveillance. I think there's a tremendous terror in this country affecting all communications and freedom of speech. I think that's how the people who've had the power in this country have maintained their control over this society as long as they have.
And that was Gerald Moldenhauer, the owner of the Glad Day Bookstore. The Glad Day Bookstore is the only lesbian and gay bookstore in Ontario. And that is We Are Everywhere for this week. And We Are Everywhere is CFRU's Gay and Lesbian Public Affairs program. If you have any questions about today's program, you can write to us at the University of Guelph in the University Center, Level 2. The postal code is N1G2W1. Or you can phone us at 519-824-4120, extension 6919. For We Are Everywhere, my name is Sean Lucas. Thanks for listening.